Reuters reports today nearly 3,000 more mass layoffs occurred in March of this year than in February. The Austrian School of Economics explains economic ups and downs as a consequence of central banks inflating the money supply. Briefly, inflating the money supply expands credit during boom times. This credit expansion creates bad investment decisions, as businesses put their money in plans not sustainable by actual savings and market demand. During the later recession, the business world catches up with economic reality, liquidating bad investments, and thereby freeing up capital to be used more efficiently elsewhere. That's what allows a recovery to occur. Because the U.S. government is in several cases attempting to stop liquidation of bad investments with bailouts, economic recovery gets pushed further and further away. Compounding this problem, the U.S. government refuses to stop inflating the money supply, because maintaining political power depends on buying political support with government spending. At this point, that could all spiral so far out of control that government the parasite could drain too much blood, killing society the host. The only way society could defend itself against that would be to develop an alternative economy outside of government control, and thereby paving the way for a world without government. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.